Friedman and Mike Posner. That's Lemonade on Clear 101. It's 7:08 on a Wednesday morning. Time for a closer look at Clear's community. This morning we have some fine representatives from the Columbus Police Department. We have Jody Hefty and we have Joss Langer.
I did it right. I'm so proud of myself.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm doing good.
Wow, y'all gonna talk or what here?
We're here. Right,
Jody, you need to probably just hold on to that one. Just take it off the... There you go. Yeah, better, better, better. So you guys are looking at the wrap-up of the school year.
Yes, we are.
Why am I not getting you?
Hold on. Now try.
Now can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
So, all right, Josh, you are the newest Darren Great guy.
Correct.
That's great guy. I kind of like that.
Great guy. Sounds good. Sounds good.
So how's that been? How have you enjoyed it?
It's been an interesting transition. It's a lot different from the road patrol. You completely change gears when dealing with schools or the kids or even the teachers versus when you're out on the road. It's been nice. It's been a big change. Big change.
It's really an important part of the job because you guys really are doing a lot of community, I guess, outreach and, you know, getting the kids used to being around police officers, which is really important.
It's a big public relations.
Yeah,
relations. Seeing the kids every day.
Yeah. So which schools do you work with?
All of them, really. I mean, all the Columbus Public Schools and then the parochial schools in town, whether it's SCOTUS or St. Bond's or Emmanuel. My home base is kind of the Columbus Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of rotate around to other schools around the city.
So, Jody, if you were going to grade Josh on his first year, what grade would you give him?
Well, he hasn't had a full year. It was, the end of January?
Yeah, it's been three months.
Actually, I'd give him an A+. His personality and my personality, we work very well together. He's kind of the one in the middle of the crowd high-fiving the kids. And I'm kind of the one that stands off to the side and watches everything. So I think our personalities complement each other well. And I have his back and he has mine.
Couldn't ask for more than that.
No.
That's great. So are we looking at hiring any more police officers at this time? I know there's always kind of a, hey, you know, if you want to come in and find out more and you have a recruitment day every once in a while, but...
As of right now, I think we're fully staffed. We do have a new officer, Ann Dush. She goes to the academy.
Yeah.
May 12th.
May 12th. So coming up here soon. And that puts us at full staff, but that changes as the seasons change.
People, I didn't know if once the new department opens, if you're going to have more room, if you would.
Not that I'm aware of.
Have you been there? Is it cool?
We just went on a tour last week. Saw all the metal studs up. There's no drywall up or anything, but... It seems to be a nice building. I'm excited for it.
And he walked into the SRO office first and saw a window, and he says, I'm in here first, I call the window.
So, just remember, I claimed the window seat first.
I said rock, paper, scissors, and he didn't like that.
It's kind of like calling shotgun. You just say it, and it's done, right?
Apparently.
So, let's talk about your other newest recruit, who is Eros. How is the dog doing?
He's doing amazing. Officer Santiago actually did a PR video for him.
Which we just watched.
It was
so fun.
It's on the police department Facebook page. So if you have access to Facebook or know somebody who does, you should go check it out. I just think it's amazing to watch that dog even work on a video. I think it's going to be a great asset to our department.
Definitely. And again, just the outpouring of support from the community has been amazing for that.
Yes.
So, do you think in the future we might get another one?
Are you listening to us or listening to your ear, Officer
Langer?
The radio
just went off and they're dispatching something.
Sorry. Okay. Oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the goal is maybe then with not this next budget year, but the next budget year to maybe try and get another one. I think Chief Shear wants to see how this one works out and how the community responds and what kind of numbers the dog can produce. I mean, if you think about it, Columbus is very unique, and maybe Officer Langer will disagree with this. We have two major, well, we are unique, but that's beside the point. We have two major highways that run coast to coast that intersect in the middle of our town.
True.
And if we are naive to the fact that these drug mules are using state highways instead of the interstate system, then we're only lying to ourselves.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be very interesting. And just Eros is a beautiful dog and just looks like he's doing really well with his training. So, all right. Well, we're going to keep the officers here and find out more about what's going on with the CPD on Clear 101. Blue October. I hope you're happy on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101 at 7:21 on a Wednesday morning. Back with more Community Spotlight with Josh Lunger and I forgot your name. No, don't have to. She's looking at me like I was. My brain was so focused on Josh's name. It's his fault. Okay, she's giving me the look. Hope she never pulls me over. I'm in big trouble now. Anyway, we were talking a little bit about how public relations is a really big part of your job, especially being SRO officers. But let's say during the summertime, do officers ever go out and do like public relations things, like whether it's going to a kid fair? I know there's Sundays in the Square coming up, or, you know, go to a daycare like that. Can people ask for an officer to come and just spend a little time?
Absolutely. Sometimes if you have a child in the daycare, they might ask, or if you go to like a big daycare center like Emmanuel, they might call you over to speak about just safety stuff, crossing the street, obeying the laws as a pedestrian, or you can go to, I mean, we have the torch run coming up.
May 21st.
In May. Mm-hmm. We do that, and then we have special edition cops and bobbers right afterwards. So we go out and we fish. That's a huge PR thing. Kids love that. So we have that coming up here in May. So lots of different things.
Cool.
Again, we're only doing the special edition one this year. We just ran out of time, and the weather hasn't cooperated. So we're not doing a regular one this year. So we're going to do some with the Clemmons Public Schools SPEDS department. Okay. On May 21st also in conjunction with the torch run.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. But I mean, yeah, if it's something that you're thinking about, you want a police officer, the best advice is to call the police department and ask for Captain Tulkin or Captain Malchek. Mm-hmm. Don't ask for Officer Lunger or myself, because you never know what our days off are, and we might not get the message until after your event is over. So those two are pretty good about coordinating with one of us or a road officer or somebody to make sure that the task is handled.
Okay. So when you say road officer, what are the different departments that you guys have there at the station?
We got the road patrol, which is our biggest, obviously, a division. We have the support division, which is broken up into several different spots. Myself and Jody are in the SRO department. We have investigations, which has 5 officers.
Yes.
We have the CSTs, the community service techs. They're not sworn officers. But they work on parking complaints and city code stuff.
Evidence.
Evidence collection. That's a big part of it. And then we have our captains and chief.
And we currently still have dispatch until the 1st of August.
That's when they're going to combine.
That was the last date I heard.
Okay. A sad day.
It's a sad day. Why, you won't have them there to give grief to anymore? Is that
I like my dispatch. I don't want to lose them. Well, still going to have them, but they're just going to be separated from us.
Yeah.
A little bit different.
But it'll be a learning curve. We'll figure it out.
Definitely. Okay. I have a question I want to ask. Okay. This is kind of a personal question.
Riley has a serious face.
and she's also looking at you, so I'm okay.
Yes. We're letting Josh off.
The answer is no.
Oh. Okay. My grandson, he's 4. And he is absolutely wonderful. And he is so outgoing. And he'll talk to anybody. Like, there's no stranger in the world for him. How do I teach him not to be afraid of people, but at the same time, not to be quite so, hey, you know, I'll run down the street and talk to anybody?
What I always tell parents is, you know, remind the child that, okay, talking to somebody is different than, hey, can you help me find my puppy? Do you want candy? Because that stranger that child's meeting on the street, if he's running from a true perpetrator, might be the only help that child can get. So when the child is talking to somebody and being overly friendly, when he's done talking, he or she, maybe just mention to him, hey, you know, you might have been a little too friendly. Just say, you know, hi, how are you, or whatever. Kids are actually sponges. They are going to mimic what they see the people in their lives do that they love. So if you or mom or dad or grandpa or someone is overly friendly, like I'm sure maybe grandma might be.
No, grandpa.
Okay, I think grandma might be. They pick up on that, you know. So it's a fine line. And I always tell parents, we teach our kids too many people are strangers.
Yeah.
You know, have a couple houses on the way home from school if they walk that, hey, you know what, that looks like a safe house. I could go run to the door and knock. Don't tell the kids to go in, but knock on the door. Can you call 911? Can you help? You know, people are going to help a child.
Yeah. Very true. Okay. Interesting.
Just kind of, yeah. Try not to be so friendly out there, Mark. And Riley.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming in this morning. And have a great summer.
Yeah, it was great.
All right. Stay tuned. Coming up, we have got news at 7:30 on Clear 101.